Hi, and welcome to this edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health. Our mission here at Fresh Hope for Mental Health is to empower you to live well in spite of your mental health challenge by sharing insights through interviews, practical tools for living well, encouragement and courage for overcoming all from a Christian perspective. And now, here's your host, Pastor Brad Hafes.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to Fresh Hope for Mental Health. I'm Brad Hafes, your host. Our purpose here on Fresh Hope for Mental Health is to empower you to live a faith-filled, rich, and full life in spite of having a mental health diagnosis. Well, today I thought I'd just talk honestly with you and ask you an important question. Through all of this pandemic, you know, and it's gone on now for a year or more, and now people are getting vaccinated and things like that, we're certainly not back to normal yet. And I don't know about you, but it was a huge disruption in my life, I'm sure for most of our lives. And I have spent more time alone and or more time quietly alone with my wife in our home than I have probably at any other point in my adult life. And I got to say, I've learned some things about myself. Some things that were silver linings came about, but also, I got to be honest, it was harder than what I thought. And now I've gotten my vaccinations, and I have been, oh gosh, I probably am 30 to 35 days out from my second vaccination. So some time ago, I started doing some things that I hadn't been doing, and I found myself having anxiety attacks and feeling stressed about it. So I thought it'd be good today to just you and me have a little conversation about how are you doing? How are you doing? And processing some of the trauma that we've all experienced, some of the stress that we've all experienced. So let's go back to February of 2020. My mom had just nearly died, and she had fallen in December of 2019, and my sister and I spent all of the holidays and into January really caring for our mom, advocating for her. She had fallen and broken her nose, and she kind of, and her arm, and she kind of had a failure to thrive at that point, and had to be put back in the hospital after being put in a nursing home for a short time. And long story short, she was just beginning to be okay enough to go into her assisted living apartment, still not walking, still not doing a number of things, and boom, I couldn't go see her. And it was kind of one of those things. And she didn't have a cell phone that worked right, or she didn't have it plugged in right, or, you know, she didn't have it on, and she has some dementia. So it just was, boom, I didn't talk to her, didn't see her for quite a few months. And none of us really knew what we were dealing with, right? You know, with the pandemic. And I basically, I'm going to be honest with you, I just kind of laid down, started watching TV, and decided to eat like a nincompoop. I ate my way through the pandemic. I should have worn a mask in my house to keep myself from eating or going to the refrigerator all the time. Anyway, so I started working from home, and I apologize to you who are normal listeners, regular listeners to our podcast. The studio is at the office, and so I would have to come to the office, and it was just easier to stay at home, and I found myself not making podcasts or not recording podcasts, so please forgive me. We're getting back on the schedule. So anyway, so for a year, I basically only came to preach on Sunday mornings with a very small gathering of a group of people that are supporters of Fresh Hope. That's called Anchor of Hope. It's not a church. It's basically a community of believers. And because we were so small under the legal things or whatever the rules for Omaha, we were able to meet most of the time. And we did. People wore masks in and that kind of thing. But I didn't go to the gym. I did not go to restaurants. I did not even go to stores very often. That changed later in the year. I started going because I needed to get out of the house. But to be honest, there were some weeks where when we didn't have Sunday mornings and we had it on Zoom instead, that I spent 2-3 weeks never even leaving the house. And I'm sure for many of you, it was that same way. And I have asthma. I'm overweight. I have high blood pressure that's very controlled by medicine. It's not terribly high, but because of all of those things, I thought in my age, I don't want to die from this. And I certainly knew how with asthma, how it feels to not be able to breathe. And so the idea of having something that would complicate my breathing was beyond what I wanted to think about. So just played it super safe. Well, finally, when I got vaccinated, 6 weeks ago or whatever it's been now, it may even be 7 weeks ago with the second shot, with the second one, I decided, I got to start living again. And it wasn't that I was going to take off my mask and go everywhere. And besides, I have to have a mask on. We have a mandate here in Omaha. But in the process of doing that, I have found that I still have anxiety and the stress of the pandemic hanging over me, so to speak, even with the vaccination or having been vaccinated. And I think you and I need to really understand that we have been through something traumatic. Some of you may even have had COVID or lost someone that you love to it. It's going to take society and culture time to come out of this and to not be living in fear or worry about things. And then again, I think there's some reality that we have to deal with in regards to the fact that life may not ever really get back to how it was for many. And there's grieving in all of it. There's stress in all of it. Some of you have lost your jobs. Some of you have been working from home and don't want to go back into an environment where you're working at the office. And our children have been greatly affected. Their mental health has been greatly affected by school being online. The reality is that suicide rates are up. There's all kinds of issues, mental health issues that people are experiencing. Call volumes to call centers are way up, all kinds of things. And quite honestly, Christian churches, our churches are experiencing a lot of change and wondering what's for them in the future. And in all of that, the church wasn't prepared prior to the pandemic to really deal with the crisis that has been there the whole time prior to the pandemic of mental health crisis. And now, all of a sudden, we have all of these issues that are facing us, and the church was not ready before, and it's certainly not going to be ready now. But our mental health crisis is now a tsunami coming right at us in our culture, in our world. And so one thing that we can do for each other is ask how are you? How are you doing? And those simple questions, we've talked about them before, but simple questions that we can ask one another, like, what has been the hardest part of the pandemic for you? And how did it make you feel? See, those questions help you and me process things. It allows you and me to process what we've been through, how we're doing. And when you ask that question, those kinds of questions of someone, it's so important to listen and to make sure you really hear what they're saying and reflect back for them what they've said. I was told early on the onset of the pandemic by a therapist friend of mine, that he had come across some research that showed that there were actual professional caregivers, therapists, folks like that, that had helped during the Ebola crisis in Africa. And they had to quarantine after that for like 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks. And then 3 years later, they were still showing signs of stress and trauma due to having helped during the Ebola crisis and having to be quarantined. So can you imagine what we as a society have been through? Now, I want you to understand, if you need help working through it, you need to call somebody. You need to get help through it. Do it. If maybe you're feeling hopeless and would like to talk to somebody, let us know. Email me, PastorBrad@freshhope.us, and say, I'd like to talk to a hope coach, because we've trained some hope coaches to really help people process through this. We also have a 4-week study that small groups can use. You could do it online, you can do it in person, or whatever. Perfect for home Bible studies or little groups in neighborhoods. It's called Processing Together, and it's intended specifically for this kind of situation, for people to help each other process through it and talk through it. As well as many of our groups are still meeting online. Some are beginning to meet in person, and we're glad about that. We have some teen groups that are meeting online, even preteen groups that have just experienced so much stress with their school being online and things like that. But this has been a major thing that we've gone through, and I think we need to recognize that. Every now and then I see somebody driving in their car alone, and they have a mask on, and I always think to myself, now, did they forget to take that mask off? Do they really think that they need to have that mask on in their car? And if they do, how much fear are they actually living in, et cetera, et cetera? Because everybody's saying, follow the science, follow the science. Well, if you logically follow the science, there's a lot of it that's illogical, and I would say it's not science. For instance, if the masks work and you wear them into a restaurant, but you sit down to eat, sitting down to eat and taking off your mask and not having to have it on, come on, folks. There's a lot of this that just doesn't make sense. And then we've been through such political stuff this year. The trauma and the drama and the pandemic and all of these things have played with our emotional health. And yes, our emotional health is part of our mental health. But you don't have to have a mental health diagnosis to be stressed at this point and not be doing well emotionally or mentally. We know that there's more people who are experiencing anxiety today and depression today than there were prior to the pandemic. And had we not even had the pandemic, I think the political environment would have been enough to trigger even more than usual mental health issues in our country. And we've been facing a lot of racial issues. And just the fact that there's so many emotions that seem so tender and so real. You know, how do we experience healing in our country? In regards to the racial issues, I have a pastor friend who's Black, and we spent some time as couples together this past weekend and just talking about the fact that sometimes those of us who think we see the world a certain way, we don't understand, and we need to dialogue, and yet we're living in a culture that's taught us to kind of stay away from people we don't agree with. And the whole civility thing is long out the window. And so I just want to ask you, how are you doing? And if you've never journaled, this might be a really good time to journal. If you need to talk to somebody, you need to talk to somebody. Talk to a therapist, talk to a counselor, talk to your pastor. Let us know. We'll get you a hope coach. Certainly, my friend, if you're feeling suicidal, you need to call the 800 suicide hotline. You just Google it online and call it. Don't wait. In any case, here's the conclusion I've come to. This last year has changed me. There are good things I have found out about myself, and that is that I don't mind being home, and I don't mind a quiet life. And I'm not sure I'd ever found that spot without being forced to stay home. It was kind of like being grounded. I don't mind it. In fact, I cherish it. I don't want to live that way all the time or things like that. But as I'm starting to go back to some normalcy, and even without a mask, because I am vaccinated, to be together with our family. For instance, most of us have been vaccinated, and we had Easter together and no masks. And to enjoy those things and to savor those moments, there's two commitments I've made to myself that I would encourage you to consider. One, to cherish the moments you have with friends and family as you begin to return to somewhat of a normal schedule and contact with people, to enjoy what you were missing, to enjoy it and not get stressed by it. Secondly, don't overdo it. Gradually go into it and allow. Thirdly, I would say, this is an additional one. Thirdly, I would say, allow yourself to not be okay, even as you're going back to life as you wanted it. In other words, when I went back to the gym, and I hadn't been back there for a year and 3 months or something, the first time I went in, you know, and I had my mask on and everything, and you know what? I had to leave about 15 minutes after getting there just because I was feeling anxious, and I didn't want to have a full-blown panic attack or anxiety attack. And as I left, I said, it's okay. It's okay to be experiencing this right now. I'll get back to it. And I went again to the gym. I did do some things. I didn't stay very long. But each time I've gone back, it's like I'm doing a little bit more, and I'm seeing more people, and I'm talking to people. And give yourself the grace, you know, to ease back in. Certainly, you don't have to start living like we all stopped living in March of 2020. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, it was like, smack, you're grounded. You're staying home. We don't have to open the door now and say, now go live and don't ease into it. Just go. Because I think that'll cause just as much trauma. So anyway, I've said a lot of things. Hopefully a few of them might have been helpful to you. I just want you to know that I've been praying for you, and I'm concerned about all of us. I'm concerned about what's going to happen with people's mental health in the future. I think we're going to see a lot more difficulties in our culture than what we thought. And it is going to be a challenge for us. But I want to tell you that the one thing that I do know is that the Lord is with you. And the Lord is for you. And He understands even better than you do the struggles that you've had over the last year. If you've lost your job, if you've just been extremely stressed over all of it, lift it up in prayer, my friend. Tell Jesus about it. But also tell a friend. Talk with somebody. Process it with them. Talk about it. Somebody that's safe, somebody that you trust, that you can be vulnerable with. And if you have no one, let us know. We have Hope Coaches available. Just email me, Pastor Brad, at freshhope.us, and we will see to it that you receive some Hope Coaching. Somebody that can process the issues, somebody that can help you just as a friend, friend to friend, person to person. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you. And you're going to hear a lot more podcasts, hear a lot more from us now. So I'm getting back more and more normal hours and starting to work less from home and coming to the office because it's good for me. And it's not like we have lots of people in our office even, but, you know, it just got to be too easy to just kind of get up, grab coffee, and go into my basement and huddle, you know, hibernate. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you. And if there's certain things that you're dealing with in regards to the pandemic that you'd like to have us talk about or to explore together, let me know. Email me that. And I'd love to be able to address some of those issues. And so if you're needing help and you don't attend one of our groups, check them out, freshhope.us, and find a group under the menu there. And most of our groups are still meeting online through Zoom, and but we have some that are meeting in person. And such as my group here in Omaha, the original group is going to start meeting in person in May. We'll follow safety protocols and things like that, but we're looking forward to getting back to some level of normalcy in our meetings. So be sure and tell your friends about the program. We've got some great interviews that are going to be coming out that I've done just here in the last week with folks. And we're back. I apologize that there was such a break and such a long period of time where you didn't have a podcast to listen to. And I know it could have been so helpful. I did do a lot of things on Facebook Live. And we did some podcast stuff that was done from my home. But I'm glad to be back with you. Be sure and tell your friends about this and reach out to your friends. Ask them how they're doing. Ask them some of those important questions like, what was the worst part? What was the hardest part? How do you feel today? And until the next time, may the Lord hold you and fill you with His hope, fresh and new daily. I'm Brad Hafes, and this has been another edition of Fresh Hope for Mental Health.
You've been listening to Fresh Hope for Mental Health. If you have an opportunity, please review, share, and subscribe to the Fresh Hope for Mental Health podcast on iTunes or on the service that you use. We encourage you to share our podcast on social media with your friends and family. Previous podcasts of Fresh Hope for Mental Health can be found at freshhopeformentalhealth.com, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes. Fresh Hope is one of the leading networks of faith-based peer support groups internationally. For more information about Fresh Hope, go to freshhope.us.